There's a little bit of Italy growing on a Long Island City rooftop in Queens. Brooklyn Grange, a commercial rooftop farm, grows Castelfranco, a type of Italian radicchio specific to northeastern Italy. The leafy vegetable is now in season and easy to spot. Its leaves have purple-red streaks in it. Anastasia Cole Plakius and Ben Flanner of Brooklyn Grange are here today to talk about growing Castelfranco for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Ben.
Great to be here.
Hi, Anastasia.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
First of all, I have to say this. I'm talking about you guys being in Long Island City, but you're called Brooklyn Grange. Tell me about that, Ben. That seems like a disconnect. You should be Queens Grange, right?
Well, we started the farm business in Brooklyn, and we thought we were going to be starting a farm in Brooklyn. Happened to end up in Long Island City. So we started in Brooklyn. We're thriving in Queens, and we're currently planting out our second acre in the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
That's right.
So
that was recently
multi-borough.
Announced. Multi-borough. Okay. Just wanted to straighten that up. Anastasia, why did you decide to plant Castelfranco? It's not a commonly known green.
Well, Ben is our head farmer and a big fan of chicories, so I asked him if he wouldn't mind experimenting with Castelfranco this season, because I love selling it to chefs. It's a chef favorite. It's a really unique, bittersweet green, and one that you don't see a lot of for sale. So I thought it could be an interesting item, especially for our Italian accounts.
And what has been the response?
People are
Yeah,
people are digging it.
You brought some in. It sort of looks a little like a cross between green lettuce and Swiss chard, a little bit. It doesn't have the red stems of Swiss chard, but it gets those streaks. Do those red streaks get more pronounced as the plant gets more mature, Ben?
Yes, they do. As with many chicories, it's a great spring crop. They could be planted basically as soon as the soil is workable, after the last frost, or maybe even just before one of the last frosts. And the young plants, especially with the cool weather, with the cool nights, it'll have a lot more tender, a little sweeter, a little more nuanced flavor. And then as soon as we start hitting these longer days with a lot hotter temperature, more sun on the plant undergoes a little bit of stress, and then the flavors develop, and they get considerably stronger.
Yeah, this is quite a strong taste. Anastasia, so I can imagine earlier in the season, I could have just used this raw in a salad. How would I use it now as it gets stronger and sharper?
Yeah, I love to do this this nice bitter green with something kind of rich in flavor, like a spicy sausage on a pasta with a little garlic and chili flake. Or I like it wilted over a fish to give it a little bit more flavor. Definitely it definitely wants a protein.
Ben, I understand it was sort of a tough growing season. Tell me what happened on your rooftop.
Well, the spring in general has been a great growing season. The spring came a bit early this year, as you're well aware of. This is our first time growing Castelfranco, and typically chicories germinate very easily. We found that the germination rate was a little bit lower, and even that the plant kind of stayed small for a little bit, but then all of a sudden it popped. But for future learnings, we'll plant it a little bit more thickly, just knowing to expect that the germination isn't always quite up to the rates of other chicories.
What weeds do you have to contend with on a rooftop?
Particularly lamb's quarter and purslane, which are edible. So those are the good ones, and they are definitely doing pretty well. There's a lot of them around the farm. But then also galansoga and oak leaf goosefoot, which are two very invasive weeds that we struggle
goosefoot.
With.
Goosefoot. Goosefoot's my least favorite.
Wait a minute. Why is it your least favorite?
It just pops up so fast and it stays so low to the ground. So it's really hard to, you know, it bolts when it's teeny tiny and you practically need tweezers to pick it out of the soil. It's a real
pain
within
the matter
butt.
Of a day or two, it can spread thousands and thousands of seeds.
Wow. Anastasia Cole Plakius is the managing partner and director of communications for Brooklyn Grange. Ben Flanner is the head farmer and president. Thanks for coming by, Anastasia.
Thanks so much for having us.
And thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
To learn more about Castelfranco and to get a recipe, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also ask Ben and Anastasia a lightning round of questions for my video series, 60 Second Stir Fry. Check that out on the Culture site. This is WNYC.